Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Teenagers. I'm a dad of two girls aged 11 and 15 years of age. The problem is that I think some of the clothes are totally inappropriate. The older one went shopping on a shopping trip the other day because it was her birthday, and she came and went out with her birthday money and came back with a load of what I would call trashy clothes. Short tops with rips that show most of her behind and belly tops. To be honest, she looks ridiculous. Now the younger one is wearing them as well. The thing is, I've seen men leering at them, and I know how men think. I'm concerned that they are attracting danger. My daughter is not a sex object, and I really think it's my place to say it to her. I would prefer my wife to step in, but she doesn't seem to see any harm in it at all. She agrees that they are awful and trashy, but refuses to ban them, saying that they're only kids, and if we come down hard, it'll be a mistake, and they will hide things from us in the future. It is my job to protect my daughters, and I want to put my foot down. Am I wrong? And is my wife right? Well, I don't know what you think of the man's situation. I mean, how would you approach that if it was your daughter? I mean, look, there are teenage girls that wear makeup and dress, in my opinion, completely inappropriately for their age. And if it was my daughter, I simply wouldn't probably be allowing it. I probably wouldn't allow it either. But do you think parents are responsible for allowing their children to do and wear whatever they want? Or maybe you think there's nothing wrong with it. Perhaps you think that's the way we are nowadays. Perhaps you believe it's a way for teenagers to express themselves. And at the end of the day, stopping this or those doing it can't be right either. So I want to get your opinion today. Who is right in this situation? The wife or the husband? She's kind of saying, look, I agree they're trashy. I agree it's a bit whatever. But, you know, they're young people. That's what young people do nowadays. Leave them alone. And he's saying, no, I'm not having my daughter walking around like a sex object. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. I can see trouble with this already. The number is 087-188-0008. As a father, would you say something to your daughter if she was at 15, if she was dressing like that? Kat, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kat?
Hi, Niall. How are you? I'm good. Oh, he's in a bad situation because I wouldn't like it. Now, I have two boys. So obviously, I don't know what the teenage girls, but I certainly wouldn't like. I see him now. I'm living in Limerick, and I would see a lot of them in the dresses up to their backsides and small little skinny tops. I do think it gives off a wrong impression to the boys. I do. And I would 100% agree with the father.
People will argue that they should be able to dress however they want. Yeah, and that's the boys' problem, not theirs.
I'm trying to raise my two boys as respectful as possible, but there are some parents that don't care. And it's a dangerous world we live in. And I think if you're dressing, you know, you can dress nice. You can dress very nice, but not be provocative, not show off everything, like, you know.
Do you think it gives a girl a bad reputation to dress a certain way?
Well, I think the boys might think she's a bit easy.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I just think...
I don't know what the evidence around that is. Yeah. You know, again...
Well, I just think, like, or they might think she's she probably is the most respectful girl, but see, there's a lot of peer pressure, and if all their friends are dressing like that, I think the boys might think, oh, she's an easy target. Or there's things with drugs and with, even if she comes across like that she's not, like, you know, she might dress like that, but she's probably a very respectful girl, but...
Are we not past that point in where we stop this kind of, some people would class it as victim blaming. In other words, you know, the girl shouldn't be blamed for what she dresses, that we should be educating the boys not to be taking advantage of it.
That's the 100%, but there are some boys that will. And that's, that's what I was
that's
saying.
That's back to life, in other words.
That's, unfortunately, there's some boys that will think, because they dress in that way, that they're property. I would think. And I think, like, the majority of, I say 99% are probably very respectful, but there's always the 1%. And if that poor girl was out and she met the 1%, that's what my fear would be. And I think you can dress nice, and but you don't have to show off everything.
Now, obviously, once a girl is 18, you know, she's not under your roof.
They're more street aware at 18, but when they're teenagers and 13 and 14, they just want to fit in. So they're all going to wear exactly what Everyone
but else the other thing he said was, he says, the thing is, I have seen men leering at them and I know how men think. Yeah. I'm very concerned. I don't know what sort of men he's talking about here, because I wouldn't be leering at a 15-year-old.
Yeah, but there is some men there that are like that.
Yeah,
some
men would be. Right,
and
right.
That's the thing. And the young boys, and it just depends on what way they've been brought up.
It's not just the young ones, it's the older ones too.
Yeah, it's not everyone. Like obviously, you know me, I'm listening to you all the time, and there's loads of, you know, there's loads of things about the teenagers and that they can go around and beating people up and attacking people and all that. And if they think that they can attack people, like they obviously think they have no problem with young girls. Like if they, you know, if they feel like, oh, she's dressed like that, like, you know, they might think, oh yeah, sure. What's the harm then, like, you know?
So, yeah. So what would you do if you were this father?
It's very hard to think. What's called, because as what I was saying, Aisling was saying, she can easily slip out. She can easily just dress up, you know.
That's what girls used to do years ago. If you didn't let them dress like that, they'd just bring the short skirt and the handbag with them and they'd get changed around the corner in the maid's
house. I remember one time I wanted to go to a disco, and I remember I was staying at my friend's house, and we snuck out to the disco, but now, in fairness, all I wore was a pair of jeans and very little makeup, and it was all harmless, like, you know. But yeah, it's hard to know. But if the mother isn't on board with him, he's kind of like, he's caught, you see, because he's obviously brought up his girl very respectful, but it's my fear of the boys, and that's what I'd be fearing of, that they could easily just say, all right, that's no bother, like, you know, she's dressed like that, that's an open invitation. So I would definitely be on the father's side. I wouldn't like that either.
Stay there a second. Let me go to Margaret as well. Margaret, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Margaret?
Hi, Niall. Happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. Is it a happy Monday? Happy Monday.
Yeah, it's a shit show, actually, but I'm just going to try and perk myself up today.
Well, you're having a bad day, Margaret.
Just one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Anxiety. Don't get me started.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting conversation. I have a 13-year-old girl and a 24-year-old girl.
Okay.
So when my 24-year-old is hitting the latter years in secondary school, the short, tight, what I would call, you know, misguided.com, all these type of, you know, cheap dresses. A lot of them are coming, you know, you order them online, but they're coming from China. They were just coming into fashion. So now what's happened with a 13-year-old is the gym culture has taken over clothing. So now all the girls are wearing very, very tight leggings, etc.
They call them TikTok leggings, isn't that?
Yes, exactly. And it's not just that. All they wear now is kind of nylon and lycra. So
I call me
bad.
Old-fashioned, but I think they're vile.
Bad.
I think they're
looking. No, I don't find them attractive. I understand strong women. I work out in the gym all the time with younger people. I understand a strong woman in charge of her body dressing how she wants. But I think you need to be over 16 or over 18. I think your parents have to guide you. And unfortunately, I run a business and I have beautiful young girls working my business, Niall, and they are constantly being hit on by older men. Constantly.
When you say young girls, how young are the girls?
15, 16, 17.
And they're being hit on by what, like 50 or 60 year old men?
32-year-olds and older sometimes. Inappropriate comments. The girls are wearing these clothes. You know, I let them wear what they wish to wear.
By the way, any girl should be able to wear what she wants
exactly.
to wear. We're talking 100%. About parents. We're talking about parents and how you guide your children. But for lads, you know, 30 and 40,
it's,
you know, making
acceptable.
Comments
disgusting.
To 16-year-olds.
Disgusting.
There's something weird about that.
You know, I think it's very commonplace, unfortunately. I think as well, they wear what they wish to
and
wear.
And when you say inappropriate comments, are they sexual comments?
Yes, sometimes, yes. And yeah. Being asked out. So literally, we had a conversation a week ago where I said, I've had enough of this, guys, because I feel protective towards them. To me,
of course, yeah.
They're an extension of my family. I've literally been saying, I'm going to put name badges on the girls with their ages on it.
Oh, my.
Or say, you know, stop hitting on them. Leave them alone. I recently had to ask somebody never to return to the cafe over it. Sliding into somebody's DMs, you know, without being invited. No consent.
So It's as bad as that that you feel you need to put their age on their name badge.
Yeah, and I can't do that because it's subjective to the girls. I don't wish to do that. It's against their right to freedom, you know?
Yeah.
But I honestly feel like putting up a sign sometimes saying, you know, the girls are all extremely young or underage, you know, keep it businesslike. Literally, like, keep it businesslike.
Yeah, keep it friendly, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we are friendly, but you must remember that a girl or a man in a situation where you're providing a service is automatically on the back foot with customers because there's a line where the service is become something else, you know. So I'm really uneasy
even having the conversation.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It doesn't represent all men. I would never do that.
I don't know men who do it either, but I do have seen it now. It's become even more
I'm not denying it. And I gave an example. Sorry, Mark, or Kat, I know you're still there as well. I gave an example going back a few months ago. It was about two summers ago. I was sitting in the car over at the spar shop near where I lived. And there was these two girls come out of the shop and they were wearing those leggings you were talking about. Young girls, they were about 13 or 14 years of age. And there was two lads, they must have been 50. They had high-vis jackets on, so I'm assuming they're construction. Yeah. And one of them, as the girls walked past, one of them nudged the other one. I'm sitting in the car, I was on the phone, so I was staring straight at them. He nudged the other one, and the two of them looked and he pointed at one of the girls behind. Yeah. And I'm going, I said, they're young enough to be their grandchildren.
But that happens a lot, Niall. That does happen. And I think the problem is, with clothing that appears to be more like a second skin, it is attracting more attention. That's fine, but a girl should be able to wear what she wants, a woman. But not a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old. I said to my daughter, she's going to a school, Educate Together. I said, you're not wearing those tie leggings every day to school. You're going to wear baggier bottoms. Because I also know the attention it brings. 100% it brings attention. And sometimes the wrong attention, Niall. And a woman should wear what she wishes to. But unfortunately, gym fashion has taken over the culture at the moment.
I didn't realise fashion. That's what it's called, gym fashion. Okay.
I'm calling it gym fashion. I've named it. Yeah. But it's taken over. It's gone from the gym to the street. And that's the fashion at the moment. Same way nobody will wear shoes really anymore. Niall, you're wearing trainers, you know. Mm. So that's the fashion at the moment. And then the girls are wearing tiny dresses out. Like tiny, tiny dresses, which it is an issue. If they're going to a public license place, you know, where there can be people there who may be predatory, it is going to maybe cause situations. And that's not their fault. That's our culture.
What happens is, and we've talked about this in the past, when you start to say that it's a girl's fault for wearing a certain type of clothing, then we're going down the road of blaming the victims.
You can wear what you wish, but I think it has to be over a certain age.
But do you accept what Kat said earlier on that, okay, we don't want to start victim blaming and saying, you know, we should be educating boys, of course, not to be taking advantage of those situations. Yeah. But in saying that, we do live in the real world and there are predators and there are dirty old shouts like the ones in the cafe that you're talking about. So those people exist in society. So we have to take it for granted that there are individuals out there that are leery. There are individuals that are perverted.
There's some people who are more prone to it, but I do believe, like, I have 14 or 16 teenagers who are around here who I know really well, and they're all young boys. And I've asked them about the education they've received in secondary regarding consent, etc. They said, yeah, consent became really big about a year ago, like it's a fashion. I said, but do you really understand it? And they were like, well, not really. So that's the issue. And young people now date by sliding into each other's DMs. That's not consensual.
No.
If you seek somebody out by their picture, I had somebody seek out one of my team by their name and then contact them.
How old was the person that contacted them?
30.
And how old was the girl he contacted?
16. So I went, you know, obviously crazy. Because
I hope she told her parents.
Girls. You have children. You have females as well.
Yeah.
And of course, I intervened and then I had to say it. But the person involved was extremely like, oh, you know, I'm just being friendly. Then contacted again. I said, no, you've crossed the line.
There's nothing friendly about a 30-year-old man DMing a 16-year-old girl.
It's manipulative
and actually going to the trouble of looking for her.
To find her. I understood maybe by mistake she'd given him her number. At that age, you're impressionable, you're naive, you know, you like some attention. You're just beginning to understand, you know, men and having feelings for boys and things like that. It's all a lovely time as well. But it can be easily taken advantage of, you know. So he took advantage, totally.
Of the naivety of that, the situation.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then try to coerce her with conversation, you know, which is manipulative behaviour. To me, it's just a two steps. It's grooming.
It is grooming. You're totally right. It is the definition of by definition.
He didn't think there was anything wrong, and I said, "Well, I'm sorry, there is. There's a lot wrong."
And have you seen that individual, that man, since?
I told the individual never to come near the place again.
I'm glad. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, if I needed to, the person involved, I got the lovely young girl, who's beautiful young girl. Mm. I said to her, you know, block him now, please. And if there's any more contact, let me know. And then I'll go further. I'll take it further if I need to. But I mean, you know, it's just unfortunate, but that young girls at this age should be able to have a great time, go out, do what they like to, with a safe environment as well, you know?
Yeah.
But the clothing thing, the parents have to control it at home as much as they
can. Okay, so in relation to this guy, just before I go to Eva, in relation to this guy and his daughters, you know, the 11-year-old and the 15-year-old, that wearing the trashy clothes, as he calls them, do you think he has any control over that as a father, or should he have any control over it?
No, I think it depends on if he has a good verbal relationship with his daughter. Him and the wife need to get on the same page verbally together and say, look, we agree, we understand it's the fashion, we know your friends are wearing it, let's come to a compromise. They come to a compromise on special times or whatever, you know, because like that, they have to explain to her as well, unfortunately. That has to be explained. I've seen girls, God forbid, drunk at the bus stops on junior cert night and swords night with their dresses at their waist.
Yeah. No,
you know, completely drunk. Yeah. So I'm sorry, that terrifies the hell out of me. I want to put them in my car and bring them home. If they're then going into town, into a disco or a bar, even my daughter, 24, who's in a happy relationship, says men still feel they can put their hands on them when they walk up to the bar, around their waist or on their back. And that sometimes is the older generation, Niall, who haven't been educated.
Well, hang on, Margaret, hang on. You've a lot to say there, and I have to say I agree with almost everything you've said so far. Aoife, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Aoife?
Hi, I'm just with the whole father. He says
your phone is breaking up a little bit, Aoife, there. Can you move your head or run up the stairs or something?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's just, I think we educate men, not children. He said men were there, but
well, no, I agree with you. And I said the same to Margaret. We do need to educate men.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But no matter how well you educate men, and I think we are working and striving towards that as well, by the way, you are always going to have a situation where, you know, and I'm going to make it absolutely abundantly clear, not all men are predators. Not all men are rapists.
No.
You know what I mean? So but those ones, you know, rapists and predators will always be there.
Happened right to wearing jeans.
Oh. Yeah, I just think it's more about boundaries. It has to be understood that a woman is respected, a young girl or a woman is respected now, and that a man understands that he doesn't go further or he doesn't try to force his conversation or anything upon a woman who has not invited it or consented to it. That's what's really important in Ireland at the moment. And I see it with the young people. You know, they're definitely more educated now, but they're still confused about it. So yeah. I do believe they don't talk anymore. They're on their phones a lot. They're not having face-to-face conversations. Saying to the lovely girls I have working with me, go on and have a nice date with someone. Go out and have a cup of coffee with them. Go for an ice cream. Go for a movie. They have to do all this stuff online first. This could be weeks and weeks of talking online and never speaking face to face for a while.
I think social media has played a huge role, particularly the likes of TikTok and
disassociated. Yes, yeah. Disassociated them from the contact that we would have made. Do you know the real contact we would have made?
Yeah.
Hi, I mean, how's it going? You know, my name is. What's your name?
Instead, nowadays, the way they socialise is by taking a video of themselves and putting it on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. And someone likes you, and then you look at him and go, he looks nice, I might like him back.
Well, it is. It's all about gratification, isn't it? How many likes did I get for my video? Yeah.
But also, it also is about, it's too looks orientated. It's all about how a girl or a guy looks. It's too much associated with
that. Yeah, and you know what? When I was younger, although we had our problems, by the way, back in the 1960s and 70s and the way we respected or treated girls, and probably the way we respected everybody and treated everybody, we had problems. A lot of those problems have been addressed throughout the years. But it was a different world because at least you got to meet a girl, so you knew more about her personality.
Yes.
Nowadays, people are judged more so by the way they look.
Okay. And I think as well what happens is the girls are shyer then because there's no verbal contact anymore. The girls don't know how to talk to them either. I see it here. Some of the young lads who are living near where the business is, like the girls, etc., they're coming in, but they're terrified to talk to them. Mm-hmm. Terrified to chat to them.
Yeah.
So they'll go away. Sorry, they'll leave the business and then go contact them on social media. And I'll say, go on then and say hello, so-and-so, you know.
Yeah, go over and don't be shy. Go and say hello, yeah.
Yeah, there really are. I suppose really what we need to is we're going to be doing courses on building confidence. And
yeah, well, they'll say hello to them as long as they're doing it through a phone.
Exactly. But when you do it through the phone, it's less personal. So almost there's a disassociation there that you're contacting a real human. That makes sense.
You make a whole lot of sense, Margaret. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of the WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in as well.
Hey, Niall, I also have an 11-year-old daughter, and I can tell you now, the clothes I've seen when I go out get clothes for, I'm absolutely floored with. Do you actually know that there's no bra? I haven't been able to find a bra for a child of that age that isn't padded. That, like, is not padded. For that age, I can't find one. The clothes are absolutely disgraceful. Now, granted, not all of them. But I have to say, there's no way. Like, I genuinely couldn't let her in them. I'm glad that she doesn't want to go in some of them as well. I actually seen one girl in the changing room the other day. She was no older than 12. She was trying a pair of shorts on. When I say, you could actually see the cheeks of her bum. A 12-year-old girl. And she was flying. And I was like, there's no way. It's crazy how people are accepting it. I don't care about all this fashion crap people say. They're kids.
They are kids, you're right. That's the hard part. I have to remember.
Hi, Niall. I work at a shopping centre in Limerick, and I see the young girls going around dressed the way they do. They may as well just be walking around in their knickers, because that's what they look like. They look like underwear to me, and belly tops and that. But on the other side of it, I know my niece used to work in the discos, and young girls used to just change their clothes when they leave home if they didn't want their parents to know what they were wearing. So, yeah, that's the other side of it. So you either allow it or you don't allow it. And, yeah, you're caught every way. So I don't know. Thanks, Niall. Love the show. Bye.
Somebody texts in, by the way, and says, Niall, this is a very sexist conversation. What about the young lads? What they're wearing. What are the young lads wearing? Men, boys just tend to wear trousers and shorts. I don't think boys are going around in the gym leggings, and boys are going around in belly tops. I doubt it. Oh, I've never seen them doing it. It'd be rather strange to be seeing that. So it's not a topic in relation to boys. It's about girls. And everybody is right, by the way, when they say that it is about educating boys, that boys shouldn't be taking advantage of that situation or shouldn't see an advantage in that situation, the way a girl dresses. But we live in a real world. We have to accept we live in the real world. And with some boys, testosterone takes over. And clearly with some boys, in a very rare occasion, by the way, they're predators. Or men. They're predators or rapists. And the sad part is, they actually live in society. You know, when somebody says, how about we stop telling girls what to wear and start teaching boys about consent and respect? Well, I think we're trying to do that all the time, aren't we? But the point is that we always, in the end, you know, we have to accept the fact. It's like, let me give you an example. With my son, and I'd say to my son, if you're walking home from such and such a place late at night, when he was a bit younger, you know, don't walk down this particular street, or don't walk down that particular street, or don't walk down dark alleyways. Now, there is no reason why he shouldn't be able to do that. And if he was beaten up, it's not his fault, because that would be victim blaming. But at the end of the day, you have to take into consideration the risks. And we live in a world where there are risks, because there are dangerous people live in this world. There are really dangerous people. There are rapists, there are murderers, there are killers, there are people who will assault you for money. There are all those things that exist, and we will never ever stop that, sadly. We can try our best, we can jail people for longer, but there are always going to be people who take risks to commit crimes. So what you do is you tell your children as they grow up, and you would be stupid not to reduce those risks and reduce the harm. So you tell your young boy or young girl, don't walk home on your own, don't walk up certain roads, don't walk up certain lanes, and avoid certain situations. That's just logical, isn't it? Somebody says, another man-bashing day on radio. This was about a young girl wearing provocative clothes to men being predators. You say all men are not predators, but it still does not stop you and your guests bashing us men. Why, I don't understand why it's man bashing the whole time. This was about girls wearing clothes, and now it's turned into predator men. Okay, I'll go back to that in a second. What about educating the girls as well as the boys, says John Kilkenny. What, John? So we'll educate the girls into not wearing what they want to wear. Is that what you're trying to say to me, John Kilkenny? So we tell girls from a very young age, don't wear clothes that show off the shape of your body, because there might be lads out there who'll take advantage of that. Is that what you're going to say to me, John? Is that what you're trying to tell me, John? No, we talk to lads as well, and we say, lads, just because a girl shows off the shape of her body or wears clothes that may seem provocative to you, that doesn't give you an open invitation to put your hand on her ass or say some sexual to her. I mean, John, were you listening to that, to Margaret, when she was saying that 30-year-old men were sending invitations and DMing 16-year-old girls? Did you listen to that part? Or making sexual comments to them in her cafe? Did you hear that part, John? That's unacceptable. It doesn't matter what they're wearing. If they're walking around in the nude, they shouldn't be saying that to them. Not that they would be. Anyway, the number's 087-188-0008. It's not about that, John. We're talking about the fact that the reason we have these conversations is, and the reason that we talk about girls 16 years of age wearing inappropriate clothing, and the reason we call it inappropriate, is because there are guys who take advantage of that. Do you understand what I'm saying, John? In Kilkenny. All right, let's get back to the flow of the conversation here in relation to what should this father do about his daughter that he has concerns about. And I understand that the father is just concerned because, of course, we live in the real world. And I get, to some degree, the point John and Kilkenny is making. John, it's not a man-bashing day. I'm just saying, people should be able to wear what they want, within reason. Although there was one text that I wanted to read out. Let me see. Oh, yeah. On radio recently, a mother said she was proud of her six-year-old trans daughter, her son, for wearing high heel makeup and a dress when they go shopping. Her six-year-old son is wearing high heels and makeup. Six-year-old girls shouldn't be wearing heels and makeup. This is a child, or this is child abuse and sexualization of children. A six-year-old boy in a dress and makeup and heels is not being dressed as a six-year-old. It's being dressed as a grown adult woman. This is a major problem. Well, yes, but if they're wearing that kind of clothing out at 6 years of age, it's probably a problem, all right, for other reasons. Aoife, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Aoife?
Hi. I was just, for the kids wearing inappropriate clothes, would it not be best? Like, I know when I was a kid, I'd wear stuff around my family, and it wouldn't be the older people, that would be my cousins, that would completely, like, say no. Maybe
now, when you say kid, what age are we talking here?
Oh, when I was, like, in my teens.
Okay. 13, 14?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Kind of. But, like, the same thing that happened, I think the safest thing to do is let the children wear them around what would be the safe peer group, as in close family friends. Let them see, oh, people are reacting this way or that way. Don't have it like, oh, the world is dangerous, which it is, and it's horrible. But I think you need to educate people. Men on how not to address children. So I was a child myself. Well, not a child. I was 19, working in a pub, and I had men grope me. I had men try to kiss me, and they knew my age. They knew I was like 18, 19.
When you say that, what age were you at the time when they were trying to grope you or kiss you?
I was 18, 19.
Okay, and what age were those men that were groping you?
Oh, they were older than my father at the time. They'd been in their 50s and 60s, and
It's weird because I can only talk about the people that I know, right? And the men that I know and the people of my age and the people I would have grown up with. That wouldn't have been a thing. I remember there was always the odd creepy Aegis, right? But Jen, and I don't want, and John, to one thing I will say about John and Kilkenny and what he said was, I don't want to turn this into man bashing because every man isn't like that.
No, I think the best thing would be to do whatever you feel is inappropriate for the outside world. Tell your children you can wear them when you're out with your family. Because then you know they're safe. You know, let them experience the world in a safe way. As in, you wear that dress that you may think is a bit short. Let the child wear it out. If they're comfortable around their family, let them gain confidence. A lot of things is they're not allowed to wear them around their family, so they hide them, so they don't feel confident when they're going out. So they will react to negative attention in a positive way, almost.
I've seen
it myself. Like, I have a younger cousin who I went away with. She's very naive, like she wouldn't notice, but she has a very big chest and it was hot, so she was wearing tank tops. The amount of men leering at her, and she didn't look older. I wouldn't say she looked older than 15, she just had a big chest. And men, like grown men, I shouldered one man because he nearly walked through me to look at my little cousin, and I'm like, this isn't what she's wearing. She's wearing a tank top where if she had a smaller chest, no one would have paid attention. You know, it's a mindset almost. And I think as well, not enough men call out their friends. Like, I love going to GAA matches, and I've gone with my father and my uncle since I was little. And I noticed they would never call out other men for doing things, but they would say to me, like, oh, you can't wear them. You can't wear them shorts.
Is there anything, to this father who sent in the email, is there anything inappropriate about, say, a 15-year-old wearing like belly tops or as Margaret called them, gym clothes, which is this kind of TikTok skin hugging? But is there anything wrong with a 15-year-old wearing those clothes?
No. What's clothes are clothes, unless I have something like some writing on it that is inappropriate. I don't think clothes are inappropriate. It's other people that are. It's the mindset of, oh my God, look who we're wearing that short skirt. She must be loose. No, we're not in the like the 1900s anymore. Mm-hmm. We're in the 21st century. A girl can wear what they want and be comfortable.
By the way, I agree with you to an extent. That everybody should be allowed to. Now, by the way, we don't talk about boys in this situation because boys generally just wear short, you know, pants
well,
and
also,
shirts.
I have been but in experience of men, old men, in gyms, and they wear, oh my God, the tightest shorts ever.
Budgie smuggling clothes.
Oh, no, this is worse. This is like the outlines. And that's not something I want to see. I won't be
there. But equally, if I saw, you know, a 15-year-old boy wearing clothes that left nothing to the imagination, and I, you know, and if I was his father, I'd probably say, you know, son, that, you want to hide that there. You know what I mean? Yeah. We don't want to see it.
Well, it's like, that would be, the only equivalent would be.
I don't know where you live, Aoife, but your phone's. That's really.
My phone, I think I need one.
Is it your phone itself, right? It tends, every now and again it sounds like you've just moved to the moon.
No, literally sitting here having a cup of tea the whole time.
but I think we have to accept that we live in a world that no matter how much you educate boys and girls about respect for each other and respecting each other's boundaries, etc., that you are always going to have individuals who are predators, who are rapists, who are assaulters.
And I think they will be there regardless of what you're wearing.
So, but understandably. But what I'm saying to you is, as I said earlier on, when I talked to my son, for example, when he was younger, about where to walk at night and which direction to come home or which route to take home, it's not because I believe, you know, that it's his fault if he gets beaten up, because I believe we live in the real world.
Yeah. And I think a father saying to a daughter might come across a bit more harsh with a father to a daughter, because men think like men. I think regardless, men think of what they'll say, or like a lot of them are very harsh.
So maybe you'd leave it up to the wife to say something. Oh, okay, we've lost your line again there. We're losing you again for some reason. Aoife, stay there, Aoife, for a second. Your line might come back. Kevin, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kevin?
Good, Noel. How are you?
Now, you've got twin girls, 14 years of age.
Yeah, just about to hit it, yeah. Look, I totally get what that dad is saying. And look, taking my daughters out of the equation as a late middle-aged man in his late 40s, right? When I see teenage girls walking towards me with those gym shorts on, especially, and that was my first text or message to you, I cross the road. And that's got nothing to do with my daughters out of, not fear, it's a very strong word, but I just, it's very inappropriate, and I just feel uncomfortable, and I will cross the road. And I'm not.
And why do you feel uncomfortable?
Because in the day and age that we live in now, with every, you can't, the white van can't drive around an estate.
So what, you'd be accused of looking at her inappropriately or something?
Look, everything is a fine, fine line nowadays. And I could look at one of those girls the wrong way.
Just in a friendly way and be accused of something.
And I could be accused of something. No more than an adult woman wearing the same clothing could do. Now, it's not just, this is not just aimed at teenage girls. If I was to look at a woman wearing the same clothing sideways the wrong way and she's in a bad mood, in the day and age that we live in, men have to be very careful. And parents, a mother cannot be a friend and a parent to their daughter.
And I understand. So what would you do with your 14-year-old daughters if they started wearing clothes that you deemed were inappropriate? What would you do?
It's not an option. It's not that it's never been banned. It's not been stopped because it's never been an option of something they want to wear. And now, we're not prudes. It's just not something they're into. But if they wear something that is a bit tight, they wear a jumper around their waist, right? They wear. So there are ways and means of wearing the same clothing and feeling as comfortable as you want, but it's having to build self-respect for your own body and their daughter knowing that, yes, there are people out there who can be, not are, who could be
Okay, well, okay, you know, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. So actually, stay there for a second because I have to go into a break. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, keep
Ireland's
texting.
Classic Hits Radio.
Keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Sorry, going back to Kevin as well, by the way. Kevin, somebody just texted in here and says, is that guy Kevin going to tell his 14-year-olds what they can and can't wear? He should be ashamed of himself.
Because, yes, I am. They're under legal age and I'm the father and that's my job as a parent. It's called being a parent. Simple as, that's your job. Until they're 18, or they do what's been advised. Now, I do not dictate to my daughters. I have a relationship with my daughters, which most normal parents do, that they communicate and they find a balance. It's called being a proper parent, not just go on to the streets there, little Jenny, and if something happens to you, well, you're going to suffer, not me.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Carol. Carol, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. There you go. Kevin has said it from the hip. Shooting from the hip. What do you reckon?
Oh, well, I'm 50-50. Now, I do totally agree with the guy just on there. I mean, parenting and it's what we were all raised with years ago. Do you know what I mean? And still should be. But, you know, I kind of feel that kids can be rebellious too. You know what I mean?
Move your head, Carol. Unfortunately, your line is breaking up really, really badly there. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead, go on.
Sorry. No, it's just, I do feel that, you know, it's a 50-50 situation. You do need to tell your kids, but you have to be careful how you do it because, you know, they can rebel totally.
Okay, unfortunately, you sound like you're waving in and out, Carol, unfortunately. I don't know where you are. But yeah. I understand what you're basically saying. All children need to be taught respect, regardless of gender, is what you're trying to say.
You can't be a friend and a parent. It's that simple. It's one or the other. And this is the problem that a lot of parents seem to fall into. And don't get me wrong, I'm not aiming this, but this is a mother-daughter relationship, right? And then at the end of the day...
So do you think it's more the mother's responsibility to talk to the daughters?
The ones that girls go shopping with, not their dads.
Well, that's a fair point, Carol. It's about, I mean, at the end of the day, we're the parents. We're the ones who buy them clothes.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I do believe that good parenting is good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't know what's wrong with people's phones today. God, almighty. Yeah, go on. I'm nearly finished anyway. Go on. Quickly, Kevin.
I've seen young girls, right? And they've all been through it. Underage, going out to clubs at ages are inappropriate. And I've seen girls do that look more appropriate, dressed more appropriately going out drinking late at night than I have seen them walking around the streets of Dublin or streets of Ireland.
Okay, I get you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's Classic.